The last 2 weeks of September can be very pleasant out of doors. Not a bad time to consider ways to get to work and school and so forth without the use of a steering wheel, not one we're holding anyway. Oregon's Drive Less Challenge returns September 16th through 30th. The challenge part is where you are challenged to drive less, and you can rack up some points and prizes along the way. Let's get some details on how the Drive Less Challenge works. Two guests with us. Edom Gomez is the TDM planner for Rogue Valley Transportation District, RVTD. Welcome, Edom.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back here. Lindsay Seltzer is our guest as well. She's the Transportation Options Coordinator for the City of Eugene. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, good to have you both here. So, Edom, Transportation Demand Management, TDM, is that about trying to make sure you get more people onto the buses generally?
So what it is just encouraging people to explore their transportation options, so getting them to realize the benefits both to an individual and community. So one thing we'll be talking about a lot today is the benefits that your transportation options provide to you. So by choosing to walk or bike, you know, you save money not having to rely on your vehicle. You improve your health, as well as improving air quality and reducing your carbon emissions. And, of course, it provides community benefits like reducing traffic congestion and parking congestion as well.
Is this a somewhat tougher thing in a place like the Rogue Valley where there are not as many places served by public transportation?
So, I mean, yeah, it's certainly probably tougher than other areas, but, you know, we are really proud of our transit system down here. You can get basically anywhere within the valley using our public transit service. And as most people know, the Rogue Valley is a great place to walk and bike as well. The Bear Creek Greenway, to me, is second to none as far as inner city kind of connections throughout here in the valley. So there's a lot of options here in the Rogue Valley to get around.
And Lindsay Seltzer, it sounds like you're very much the same situation in Eugene in the sense that a lot of options, and your job is to make it clear to people that they have those.
Yes. We do a lot of work to just make sure that people know all of the wonderful ways that people can get around. We have a pretty high biking and walking mode share. That means people who are doing those things for their primary mode of transportation, and we just try to support them and get the word out. And, you know, we have a goal with our new transportation system plan to just really, really ramp up how many people are walking and biking significantly. So we're always looking for ways to do that more. And the Drive Less Challenge is one of those opportunities, a big push where we get a lot of support from the state as well.
So it is a statewide thing. I mean, all of Oregon is participating more or less in the Drive Less Challenge?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And Edom Gomez, walk us through what it is we're trying to get people to do. You're trying to get people to do through the Drive Less Challenge.
Yeah, so again, it's just encouraging people to explore their options, things that are available to them, and get them to try out different things that they might not have tried out before. So basically getting them out of the cars, getting them to walk, bike places, choosing trips that they might not be able to do outside of driving alone. And we're hoping that people through this two-week challenge, they can kind of see the benefits that provides to them and the community and see the long-term benefits that keep this going after the two-week challenge.
Is there much room for individual working with people? It seems like you might even need to go to that level where you'd have to explain, like, if you need to get from here to here and then from here to here, here are your possibilities.
Yeah, and we do a lot of that. We have basically an event every day here in Southern Oregon. So we're out meeting with people, riding buses, going to where people are at and actually working with them and doing individualized trip planning. So exactly what you're saying, working them on finding great bike routes to the work or to the shopping centers or, personal errands. And then actually riding the buses with them. So if people that haven't ridden a bus before, we'll get on the bus with them, make sure they know how to use it, they feel comfortable with it, and just providing the individual experience. So, yeah, we're out and about helping folks.
When you say you have an event every day, I mean, is this like you're visiting a business every day or just hitting a bus stop or just all that range of stuff you just talked about?
Yeah, we have all that, and we have customized events. So we have both Tuesdays of the challenge, we're doing free transit, free fare day. So you'll be able to ride RVTD system for free both those days, try it out, hopefully get people who haven't ridden our service to see the benefit and use it for themselves. And then we'll be out in the Greenway. We'll be at different employers' locations talking to their folks as well.
So either Tuesday, the 19th or the 26th, no fares collected on RVTD?
No fares collected, yes. It's a great opportunity for folks who haven't used our service to go out there and use it for themselves.
And how about in the city of Eugene? Is Lane Transit offering anything like that, Lindsay Seltzer?
You know, we actually are doing something. We have bus rapid transit, our MX. It's our really high-frequency bus route that we have throughout our community. We have a new line opening on Sunday, September 17th. And that day, throughout the entire Land Transit District system, so that's Eugene, Springfield, anywhere the LTD goes, it's actually going to be free fares on Sunday to celebrate the opening of the MX, and it just falls nicely within the Drive Less Challenge as well. So that is something that people can look for on Sunday. We've got our Eugene Sunday Streets event also happening on Sunday in our River Road area in the Eugene. And so that's from noon to 4, and you can find that by just heading out River Road. You'll run right into it, and that's full of a big celebration of people walking and biking, try for free fitness classes, all kinds of stuff. And then I know that we have lots of other events. We had a light giveaway, a Be Safe, Be Seen light giveaway yesterday in Eugene, and I know that there's another one coming up in Springfield as well. So we've got lots of stuff going on as well. It's pretty fun.
We're talking about transportation options and the Oregon Drive Less Challenge, September 16th through 30th. Lindsay Seltzer is Transportation Options Coordinator for the City of Eugene. Edom Gomez is the Transportation Demand Management Planner for Rogue Valley Transportation District, RVTD. You can join the conversation on the exchange, maybe add something to it that you haven't heard here yet. 800-838-3760 by phone. What would it take to get you to drive less? jx@jeffnet.org. I want to get back to bus rapid transit just a little bit, because this is a concept that isn't done in many places just yet, but you've essentially got a separate place for the buses to run, so that this is a faster bus that looks a little bigger and doesn't run right on the streets. Is that correct?
Yeah. So here in Eugene, we have a couple different ways that these the bus rapid transit line works. Some places we have what we call a dedicated lane, and so that is separated from the other traffic. And so that's the preferred way. That's what keeps it moving faster. And it kind of emulates light rail at that point with a lot less of the infrastructure costs, because it is still a rubber tire bus just in a separate lane. And so we have some of that along our bus rapid transit line. The new line that goes out all the way to West Eugene, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the end of the Beltline. There's like a Walmart and a Target, a big shopping area out there. So it goes all the way from downtown out to there. And that's running in much more of a mixed traffic situation. They have lanes that are along the outside of the streets that are called bus and turn lanes. And so those are only for buses, or if a car needs to access a business or make a right turn. And so those are still giving the bus more of a priority and letting them get through traffic. And then those buses, all the buses have what we call a queue jump. And so when you get to a signal, oftentimes the bus will get its own phase in that signal. So it'll either get to jump in front of the traffic to get better placement, or it'll just have its own complete signal for safety and other reasons. So these buses are, they're quicker. They have fewer stops than a traditional bus line. So they're a little bit further apart, but that's made up for with the higher frequency. So these come, for the most part, every 10 minutes throughout town, and you can get all the way from West Eugene all the way to the hospital in Springfield, the new Peace Health Hospital out there. So it's quite the system. It's really remarkable.
Okay, bus rapid transit is rapid transit without the rails and the wires, or the third rails, all that sort of stuff. Edom Gomez, I want to come back to some of the basics of the Oregon Drive Less Challenge. It is a challenge, so if somebody wants to really jump in with both feet in a real sense, how do they sign up? What do they do?
Yes, it's really simple. It's done all online using Drive Less Connect. So if you go to drivelessconnect.com, create a free account, log your trips during the challenge. So September 16th through 30th, log any non-drive loan trips. So again, walking, biking, carpooling, skateboard, bus trips. And that automatically enters you to win some great prizes. And we have some great grand prizes as well. So if you log 8 or more trips, that enters you into the kind of grand prize category as well.
Do they have to be trips that are for a purpose, as opposed to taking, say, a bike ride for a recreation and you rack up 7 miles right there? Yay!
They can be any trip. You know, of course, we ask people to kind of replace a car trip so they can try it out that way. But we have a motto this year, so every trip counts. So, yeah, we're accepting any trip.
All right. So do you sign up as an individual? Do you sign up as a team? How does that part of it work?
So the Oregon Driverless Challenge is individual-based, so you can just do it all on your own, log your trips going to work on your computer, and it's really, really simple.
And there are some incentives. There are some things you can win if you get – is it the most mileage? Is that how you win?
So it's by trips. Basically, we're not selecting the person with the most trips, but the more trips you enter, generally the greater chance you have to win more prizes.
All right. So just everybody sort of in the same bin for winners, or how do you win the grand prizes, for example?
Yeah. So the grand prize, again, you have to log at least 8 or more trips to get in that category. But for the other weekly prizes, you can log in 1 trip or you can log in 100 trips and be entered to win for those.
And there are some Rogue Valley specific sorts of prizes thrown in here as well. Is that right?
Yeah. So we're lucky enough to partner with some local organizations. So, Piccadilly Cycles and Cycle Sport. We've got some gift cards from them to donate to folks who are traveling down here in Southern Oregon. And then we got Oregon Shakespeare Festival tickets as well. It's always popular down here. So if you're logging your trips down in Southern Oregon, you'll also be eligible to win those prizes just for Southern Oregon participants.
I should point out that the grand prize statewide, the grand prizes are bicycles and cash card. So if you're the statewide winner, there are some great things there as well. Lindsay Seltzer, what kind of local prizes do you offer in the Eugene area for the Drive Less Challenge?
You know, I knew you were going to ask that the second Adam started talking about it, and I have to admit that I'm not going to be able to tell you exactly what our local prizes are. Our regional office, Point-to-Point Solutions, is the one that manages those prizes, and I do not have my computer in front of me to look them up. But you can look them up if you go to Drive Less Connect and you register, it'll know your region, and it'll pop right up there. But I know in the past that we've had some really great stuff here locally, and it's definitely worth it. And what I wanted to mention is that even if you don't win a prize, and quite frankly, I think that it's a really high chance that you will win a prize because there's so many. Even if you don't win a prize, you're getting this awesome experience of trying something new in gorgeous fall weather here in Oregon, and you're going to be saving money, and you're going to be getting healthy. So I use my commute trip as a way to get my exercise in every day. And so I think that it's just like flipping the switch in your brain that there is another option, and once you try it, a lot of people get pretty hooked.
I was going to ask about that, about repeat business, and whether there is a certain amount of backsliding. I mean, particularly when the weather turns cooler and wetter, if people who thought it was great to ride their bike in September might decide it's not such a great option in November. If you continue to work on some of the same people to try to get them to continue their non-driving ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, this is one of the things that I focus on the most, is this kind of behavior change psychology, and how do we help people continue with their new patterns. We have quite a few programs that deal with that here in Eugene, but one thing that I like to help people think about is you don't have to do the same mode every day. So maybe you ride your bike in the summer and late spring, early fall. That's what I do. But then in the winter, I switch to the bus. And so I switch to a different option in the winter, because even though this is my whole world, my whole line of work, I don't like to feel the rain splattering on my face when I'm riding my bike. And so I switch to the bus, and I ride the bus in the winter. And so just reminding people that we are so lucky we live in a place with so many options that, you know, we can do different things different times a year. And then, you know, if you need to drive one day, can you carpool as well? So there's lots of options, and just really helping people kind of think about it that way instead of like, I only get to work this way or this way. So I think that that's a lot of the education that we do.
Adam Gomez, we do tend to think of this in terms of work and school, though. I mean, so do you have much success in convincing people they can actually go shopping on the bus or that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, again, as we talk about, we do for any trip, we're trying to get people to explore these options. But yeah, when we talk to people at events or just talking one-on-one, we see that, you know, when we sit down with them, we see that, oh, there's a shopping center just 5-6 blocks away. You know, you can make that trip by walking or biking. As Lindsay said, once you actually try these options, and you try them out for yourself, you'll see that, you know, they're fun, they're stress-free, and they provide a lot of benefits to you and the community. So we'll see that kind of longer-term behavior shift once we get people to actually try these modes out.
You mentioned being in a carpool yourself. Does RVTD take any sort of a hand in helping people assemble carpools?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. So Drive Less Connect, the program we're talking about to log your trips for the Oregon Drive Less Challenge, the other thing it does is carpool matching. So it kind of handles all the carpool details, you know, so you don't have to do that. You log on to your account, put in your home destination, where you want to go, and it'll automatically match you with somebody who has a similar trip. So it kind of takes the legwork out of, you know, finding a carpool partner for yourself.
Does it match in times as well? Like, I need to leave by this time, be there by that time?
Exactly, yeah. So it takes all that into account. It takes location, time, if you're looking for a ride or if you want to provide a ride.
All right. Same sort of service available in the Eugene area, Lindsay?
Yep, we use the same interface. It's the Driverless Connect is something that the state helps us with, and so they provide the platform, and then all of the different regions help with the administration of that. And so, yeah, we all use the same one. So actually, you know, if you're looking for an even longer carpool or something, it's really helpful.
Adam, I hadn't asked about the Drive Less Challenge and whether there's any sort of like you have to do it every day sort of thing. Is there anything like that in there?
No, you don't have to do it every day. We want to do it, ask people to do it when they can. So, of course, we're not forcing anybody to do anything, but we're just encouraging them to explore these modes, these options for themselves. And certainly, you know, choose the methods or modes or days, times where you think you'd feel most comfortable. So if it is a ride, you know, ride to work on your bike, try that. If it is going grocery shopping, taking the bus or carpooling, try those.
All right. So before we go, I just want to get a look at what the basic fares are right now on the transit systems. RVTD charges what for a trip now?
So we're $2.
$2. Okay. And what is LTD at this moment, Lindsay Seltzer?
Oh, my gosh. I'm failing you today. It's off the top of my head. I just cannot tell you. I'm so sorry.
All right. Sorry about that. All right. So
I think it's $175 or somewhere around there.
Okay. So we'll say roughly $2. Okay. And so that is the...
And I can look it up and email you.
All right. Great. Sounds good. We'll put it on the website. Lindsay Seltzer, our guest from the City of Eugene, where she's the Transportation Options Coordinator. Adam Gomez, a similar role. He's the Transportation Demand Management TDM Planner at the Rogue Valley Transportation District. We are talking about the Oregon Drive Less Challenge. You can find it at drivelessconnect.com. We're also linked directly to the Drive Less Challenge from our website at jeffexchange.org. Thank you so much to Adam. Thank you so much to Lindsay for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks.